This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Ever said I'm too old for this? Well, my guest for today thinks there's no such thing as being too old. The online community Seniors Aloud was launched for older Malaysians to share their life experiences, but has now expanded into an offline community which prides itself on seniors helping seniors live an active, healthy and purposeful life. Founder Lily Fu joins me in the studio now to tell me more. Welcome, Lily. How are you today?
Oh, great. As you said earlier, fabulous. I'm feeling fabulous today.
You look fabulous, that might I just add for people who can't see. Lily, I mean, just to start off with, could you tell me a bit about yourself? You know, are you a KL girl? Did you grow up here?
Well, I'm a Johor girl.
So am I.
Great. Born in Batu Pahat. Uh-huh. And I moved up to KL for my studies at University of Malaya.
Okay.
And after that, work, family, kids, and then retirement.
So you are retired then?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, and how many years have you been retired, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I left work in the year 2005.
Okay, all right.
But then I went on and did some tutoring at Open University. And then I discovered community service.
Which?
And that's my passion
now. Which I suppose led you to starting Seniors Aloud.
Oh, yes. Oh, that and, well, some other things as well.
Okay. So, I mean, before we even get into Seniors Aloud, I understand that you're actively involved with University Putra Malaysia's University of the Third Age, or U3A. Could you tell me a bit more about the initiative?
Sure. I'd be glad to. I discovered it actually through the papers because there was an interview, a write-up about that. And so I went for the open day. And I just fell in love with the program they have to offer. So basically, you know, I started off as a member in 2011. Mm-hmm. And then later I got into the EXCO, the committee. And I've been with the committee for the last 4 years, now entering my third term with the committee. And we have, I think this is the best program ever for, you know, older folks here. Because the university offers about 40 courses, short courses, no exams, no stress, all fun. 2 semesters a year. And my gosh, you know, the fees, you just can't imagine how affordable the fees are. 80 ringgit for any 3 courses you choose. 80 ringgit.
Wow, that's
thanks to, you know, the government, you know, for supporting us as well.
And what sort of, I suppose, programs do they offer?
We have several broad categories. Like you could choose anything from health, exercise, fitness. And another category would be arts and crafts. Then you have culture and religion, you have languages, you have ICT, and the list goes on and on.
Amazing. And I suppose as an EXCO member, part of your job or your responsibility is to get more people to join?
Oh, yes. So I manage the Facebook for them, plus other PR stuff.
Which leads me to, you know, Seniors Aloud, which is something that you yourself started, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Was this initially a project that you started just following your retirement?
I think it all kind of came together. First of all, retirement age, okay? And so I became a full-time, you know, retiree. And then I looked around me and I found that, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done because society is such that there's a lot of ageism, a lot. Whether it is in employment right now, I'm actually thinking I'm going back to study. And I'm really looking for scholarships and there are none available for people my age.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating. Because a lot of doors are closed to you. So I'm trying to do something about that, like become a voice, you know, for seniors. Because we are really overlooked in a lot of areas.
Was that the inspiration behind the name Seniors Aloud? Are you?
Oh, yes, making noise. Giving a voice to seniors. Because there's no point, you know, complaining in among yourselves. You have to complain or at least make it known, you know, to policymakers so they can do something.
I think it's a very bad thing that happens. You know, once you're retired, you're expected to just sort of fade into the background.
Right. And you know, refuse to fade into the background.
Very good. I'm happy to hear that. So you started it sort of to be a voice for the senior citizens. What makes you different, I suppose, from other senior communities?
We started off primarily online.
Okay.
Because that's where you can reach more people. And that's also one of my missions, to get as many seniors online as possible. Because right now, they're still lagging behind. Mm-hmm. They don't have to learn about, you know, how to use Excel and all that. That's not necessary. But social media is so important. Not just for information, but then getting connected. Mm-hmm. And when you're in your golden years, getting connected and staying connected, whether it's with your family members, your friends, that's so important.
And I mean, just to share a personal story, my mother, before she passed away, actually, she reconnected with all her old schoolmates, actually, from Convent JB, interestingly enough. Right. And that just gave her a second life,
yes.
You know, organized all these outings. And it just really gave her something so much to look forward to.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that because that's like top of my priority list. So we do organize a lot of events, you know, to get them to learn how to use social media. And I'm happy to say that slowly, you know, even Google Malaysia is coming in. They are conducting a presentation called Google Malaysia for Seniors.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to teach us how to use, you know, all the Google, you know, like YouTube and social media, or how to use maps.
Which will be life-changing, right. Tell you that. I guess then, what sort of age range do you cater to? Is there like a start age that you accept people into your group?
Actually, it's open to anyone, but to be registered as a member, you have to be 50.
You have to be 50.
Yeah.
Okay. And like you mentioned, you're both an online and offline community. How many members have you gotten in the last 9 years?
If it's just, you know, through Facebook and all that, there are over 1,000.
Wow.
But if you actually take the trouble to register, that means submit your registration, right?
Yeah.
Then we have close to 500.
500 active members.
Yeah.
And I guess how many people then are volunteering for seniors? Because I'm guessing it's a volunteer-based program.
Nobody gets paid. I don't even get paid.
Community.
It's
project.
All because of passion, no? A commitment. I do have a team. There are 7 of us, and we help to organize events. So it's not that it's not just a one woman show. We have a team, and we work very well together.
How did everyone come together? I mean, you started it, obviously,
yes.
But how did you, you know, rally everyone?
I always believe that if you have a passion that is so strong, you attract all the right people, all the right connections,
right.
And that's what's been happening. So I'm very blessed in that way.
Okay. And the retirement age in Malaysia is pretty early compared to some other countries. You mentioned briefly earlier, but do you think there's enough support for seniors going into retirement, especially that age group?
Well, of course, there is increasingly more support, more awareness, but a lot more needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving pretty slowly, but not prepared yet for the onslaught. Some people call it silver tsunami. I don't like the word tsunami. It's like making us look very negative, you know.
The aging population, as they call it as well, right?
Yeah.
Very kind of negative connotations to it.
I don't like the word active aging. I'm more an advocate for active living.
Wonderful. I think you should.
Doesn't matter what age, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah, active living.
Even if in your 40s, you sometimes, you know, don't quite.
The earlier, the better.
Yeah.
You lay the foundation.
It's just to go into the events that you organize, like you said, both online and offline. What are some of the offline activities that you put together and organize with your members?
Number one would be getting the seniors into the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So social media, whatever, you know, learn how to use apps and so forth. That's number one. And number two would be health.
Mm-hmm.
So we do organize like Qigong talks. You know? And number three, finance. In fact, we're having a talk on financing your retirement.
Okay.
So we do a lot of awareness, educational awareness kind of programs. But once a year, we do have a major dinner and dance. We have fun. Yes.
Do you have other sort of like social gatherings, you know, just to
meet
up?
Yeah, we do. We have like members gathering. Mm-hmm. And we also have visits to organic farms, for example, or even to Singapore to connect with our counterparts in Singapore.
So you sort of organize that? Seniors Aloud organizes it?
Our team organizes all these events, you know, and it's open.
And response has been
good
all this while?
Yeah, even our membership is free.
So there's really, it's just a win-win situation here.
I hope so. I would like to think of it that way too.
I'm speaking today to Lily Fu. She is the founder of Seniors Aloud, which is an online and offline community to get seniors to help other seniors live an active and healthy life. We'll find out more about their activities after this quick break. You are listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. In the studio with me today is Lily Fu. She is the founder of Seniors Aloud, which is an online and offline community, which was launched for older Malaysians to get together and not go gently into that good night, as they say. So, Lily, you mentioned a lot earlier that getting seniors savvy in the digital age is something that you're working towards. Have you been getting like lots of people who are interested in these classes?
Yes, definitely. So it's not only seniors. I'm also doing it through U3A. So we do introduce short courses on ICT,
okay.
Blogging, social media, you know. at U3A?
And I think, I don't know, I just looking at some of the seniors in my own life, you know, teaching them to be savvy and not to fall prey to scams and things like that. Is that something that you also cover?
Yes, we had a talk on that before.
Cybersecurity.
Yes, because I blog a lot. I have almost 1,000 articles on blog, right? Uh-huh. And I have covered scams many times.
Yeah, because I think anyone can fall prey to them.
Right.
But I think the elderly sometimes are just very easy targets, you know, forex scams and all these.
Because they're too naive.
Yeah.
And they'd like to think, you know, well of others, you know, give others the benefit of the doubt, so to say.
Yeah, which sometimes, unfortunately, is, you know, right. I mean, senior abuse is it's a terrible right. crime. And do you also sort of tackle that in like everyday occurrences? Because, like, I was reading, I think it went viral online recently about an elderly couple who were conned, you know, just outside in the shopping mall.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you sort of cover those sorts of things?
Yes, I do in our blog. Because they are very easy targets.
Yeah, because like you said, they like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
And not only that, a lot of people know that they have just retired, so many of them have withdrawn the savings, right? So they know that they have a lump sum somewhere, you know, and they're looking to grow that money.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody who comes along with some story, you know, they just believe and there goes the money.
So I think, yeah, I mean, it's great that you're doing that.
I hope it's a kind of a service, you know, that they appreciate.
You have a project called Grant a Wish for the Elderly, which was launched in 2014. Could you tell me a little bit about that, you know, some of the cases who were involved?
We realized over the years that there are some elderly who are in need, and they are often overlooked for one reason or other. So they are the ones who are off the radar. Nobody knows about them. But when you take, because I don't drive, I go around on foot. I see the city streets, and I see, you know, a lot of elderly, mostly elderly, homeless, abandoned. Mm-hmm. And I felt that, no, we could do something to help them. But you need money, obviously, right?
Yeah,
so that's why we started this grant to Wish for the Elderly. And we have helped quite a few.
How do you actually then fund these projects?
Once a year, annual, dinner and dance.
Oh, yes,
we try to raise, not much, but enough for our purposes. We are looking at helping individuals rather than, you know, NGOs or big, you know, because they are the ones who are taken care of by companies or by the government. It's those elderly, you know, individuals or couples that need help.
So could you maybe share any cases of the ones
that
you have
for
helped?
Example, last year we helped an elderly who needed surgery, cataract for both eyes. Mm-hmm. So we covered the fees.
Okay, lovely.
Because he was not eligible for, you know, welfare. He was a red IC card holder.
I see.
So, but born in Malaysia. So, you know. And recently we also sponsored the Ampang branch of NASA for the stroke games.
Yes.
So, I mean, these are things that we do. And if we hear of anybody who needs maybe a computer to start a business, let us know.
Okay.
Or you need a wheelchair.
Just going back to the online side of Seniors Aloud, so you mentioned that you write the blogs, but do you also have a team of other co-writers to tackle topics? No, just you.
Yes.
So all those thousands of articles is just you.
Because writing is pretty not an easy job, you know. You need the patience to sit down. Mm-hmm. And I guess not many people have that patience to sit, or the time rather to sit down. You got to do a lot of research.
Yeah.
I try not to, you know, just post anything or share links without checking it first.
Very good in this era of post-truth. That's very important.
I need to. Because back in university, I taught my students how to do research. Mm-hmm. So I have to walk the talk, right?
Yeah. So are you then maybe like training up some of the members of your Seniors Aloud to sort of like help you with this task?
Slowly. In the process.
Okay.
The process.
All right. And have you ever come across seniors, I suppose, who are unwilling to learn new things, you know, and are just very stuck in their ways? Because I know, again, going back to my own personal story, when I came back from Australia and I saw how the seniors live there, you know, they're so active, they, you know, don't rely on anyone, just do everything themselves. When I came back and tried to do that for my parents, I was just faced with a brick wall, basically.
Yes.
How would you break down that brick wall?
Well, first and foremost, we do appreciate that there are people who are very happy as they are.
Yes.
And that is the main criteria. If you're happy staying at home, not going out, not finding new friends, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you feel lonely, when you're upset, when you feel that you're being left behind, and you still don't want to take up any offer to help you, then I think that is sad, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
So I leave it to the individual to decide whether you want to. But if you want to, we have courses to help you out. We can even do personal coaching. Hold your hand, for example, right? If you're willing to learn.
But have there been like situations, I suppose, where like somebody like me, for example, the daughter comes to you and says, can you please help my parents?
Oh, yes. I do get plenty of emails.
Okay.
From the younger generation. You are the Gen X.
Gen
y?
X, yeah. Gen, I would say
okay. Writing in to ask, are there any activities, you know, that my grandfather or my auntie, you know, could join?
And then so you...
And then I recommend, I'll tell them what to do.
And do you sort of know if they follow up and come to join you guys?
Yes, because they do come and then they introduce
okay.
Their auntie or their father to me.
So a bit of hand-holding, but eventually you get them to do that. What are some of the things that you personally have learned through Seniors Aloud?
Well, that if you're a senior, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're in the States or in Australia or Singapore, Japan, basically we all share the same kind of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why I say, you know, we Seniors Aloud, we are a community of seniors helping seniors because we best understand what problems you go to. You get someone younger, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that kind of experience.
And I think also maybe we are just looking at our seniors as, you know, very stubborn, don't want to change their ways or something perhaps. You know, we don't understand the situation that they are facing.
Right. One of the things I would like to do, you know, is to change the society's perception of seniors. If I were to ask you to give me three words associated with seniors, what would you give me? Three words. I mean, not speaking for as yourself, but as how society views seniors.
Elderly. Inactive. I suppose, what else would I say?
I help you out?
Yeah.
This is what I get from feedback, right? Elderly people, seniors are useless, right? They are unproductive, okay? They are frail, they're senile. You know, they're absolutely negative words. That's why, you know, if you ever go and check out our Facebook, we have got plenty of posts about inspiring seniors. Seniors who are 100 years old and they're doing marathons, for example.
Yes,
right? Yoga
yes.
teachers who are 90-something years old and they're still going strong. Right? These jockeys as well, who are seniors, you know, in their 70s, 80s. So there are lots. It's, the world has changed. Yeah, there's longer life expectancy and people are aging very well now.
And I think I saw one of the posts that you put was about Tun Dr. Hasma.
She's an excellent example.
Yeah, I think the post that you said she taught, she was learning the violin or retaught herself the violin at the age of 60.
Yes. Isn't she remarkable?
She is.
She's our poster lady.
What, I suppose, then, has been your biggest achievement so far since starting Seniors Aloud?
The word is spreading and I'm glad because I think people are beginning to trust us in a sense that, you know, if we organize anything, they will come. They know that we are legitimate. In a sense, we are registered, by the way.
Okay.
Right? That we will take care of them. You can feel safe with us. Whatever you share with us is safe with us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do post anything, especially health, we do not post any health links. Right? Because we are not doctors. We are very careful about that. So I always caution seniors, be careful when you read about miracle cures.
Yes, yeah.
Right? This cures Alzheimer's, for example. Now, Alzheimer's is another thing I'm very passionate about because my mom, she's 90 this year, 91, and she has Alzheimer's. So I do a lot of research on Alzheimer's, even doing short courses on Alzheimer's to find out as much as I can because this is another kind of health issue that's facing a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
You never know who will get it, whether you will get it as well.
Precisely.
So it's always good to know and to share with others. So for me, because my background is always in education, so I think my biggest achievement, since you asked me about that, would be if I can really share useful information that can help seniors, I think I'm achieving something, one of my objectives.
And I think you picked on the right word, you know, useful information, not putting all these, you know, miracle cures that have no background. Because I just remember, again, from my mother, you know, telling her scientifically based things were just, she'd just ignore it and say, oh, my friend told me to drink this juice and I'll get better.
Yes. That's what happened to my mom. Her neighbor told her, oh, you buy this mattress, it costs $2,000, right?
Yeah.
And it guarantees you a good night's sleep. You didn't know.
Based on nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah, oh no. That's been very frustrating. It was very frustrating. Right. But I'm so glad that you've taken this on. And I guess what more would you still like to achieve, you know, moving forward?
We have achieved quite a bit. I mean, but it took us 10 years to get to this point. But we are making good progress. And I would like to be able to reach out more. And I hope that one day I'll be able to, you know, sit in on some committee that makes decision. Because right now I don't know. I think there are lots of things that the government and all the various government agencies can do to make life easier for seniors. Even down to making the city not so much elder-friendly, but age-friendly or people-friendly. That's all we need.
Pedestrian-friendly, right? It's very unfriendly.
People. I would say people. Because if you take care of the elderly, everybody benefits.
This is true. The trickle-down effect from that,
you
right?
You go with the elderly or you go with the OKUs. Mm-hmm. If you take care of these two groups, OKUs and the elderly, everyone benefits.
So you mentioned that you walk around a lot. You don't drive and everything.
I gave up driving 16 years ago.
A personal choice. You decided to
personal choice.
And why was that?
Well, because my two girls, they went overseas to study. Mm-hmm. And I'm a single parent. Mm-hmm. So, well, just to save money. Studying overseas is not cheap,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I gave up driving.
Okay.
But it's not, I have no regrets because there's a lot of improvement since then. Those days of the pink mini buses, oh,
yes.
Horror.
Yeah. At least now, you know, you've got some free bus services as
but
well.
But it also gives me a chance to really observe the city, the city streets, how people live.
And, you know, that's who actually, I suppose, the agency should be talking to, you know, the people who are living in these streets, the people who are walking
because
those streets.
Because I take the trains, I take the buses, I know what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. There is improvement, I can say, right?
Yeah.
But there is a long way to go as well.
I suppose then, just looking back over these last 9-10 years, you know, how has the group evolved or changed, in your opinion? Seniors Aloud, that is.
Well, in numbers, it's grown.
Okay.
In reputation, right? I think it's slowly people. I mean, I'm always happy whenever I go anywhere. Like I went to BFM event recently.
Health and Living, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the strangers come up to me. Are you from Seniors Aloud?
That's amazing.
Oh, may I take a photo with you? You know, so that's feedback I get. So to know that we are doing the right thing, that we are on the right path, you know. But I'm trying to reach out to the government.
That's okay. All right. And I suppose, are you also looking out maybe to corporations, for example?
Yes, I like to work with the government, you know, agencies, for example, just to, you know, let them know which areas. Probably they know. But it's always nice to have more of a voice, more opinion, more feedback. From someone who actually walks the street, you know, and tell you what needs to be done.
Right.
Right.
And if I could give you the chance now, what would be your, I suppose, top three things that you would like to see changed?
Okay, back to what I said. I would like companies or the government agencies to include us. Mm-hmm. Include us in your programs. For example, you know, many of us can't afford to stay retired because of high cost of living and so forth. And our children, they have to look after their own families.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to support ourselves. Help us to help ourselves. So by that, I mean that if you want to start a business, oh, that's a lot of money. I'm looking more on entrepreneurship, startups and all that.
Yep.
Give us the information. Give us the courses. Every time I read the papers, they have, or the government or this company is you know, having a course, you know. And I look at it, who are those who are eligible to apply? Young people like you. We don't even know about this because no one tells us about this. And when we find out, it's already over.
So not enough programs for the seniors.
All they got
to
do is just reach out to, you know, seniors organizations, NGOs, or Seniors Aloud. Then we will help, you know, organize it and get the people in so you can train us. Train us. Retraining is what we want. Please help us help ourselves. That's my number one priority. And of course, for the seniors themselves, you have to change. Start with yourself. Mindset. Don't think you're too old for anything. Get rid of the word old, okay? Look after yourself, right? Always think that, oh, why not? I've got a tote bag that says, never let age limit your dreams. And I'm carrying this all over the place with me.
It's your Seniors Aloud bag. Yes, it's
lovely. I'm a walking billboard for this.
If not you, who else, right? I mean, you really need to start that. You've started that revolution. That's wonderful. And how would you like people to get involved? You know, I mean, are you looking for volunteers, like people like me, for example?
Volunteers are always welcome. You can reach us through our blog, seniorsaloud.com, or you can reach us through our Facebook.
And what sort of, I suppose, volunteers would you like? I mean, would you like training courses or just people to come and help you organize events? You know,
when we have events, you know, come and volunteer.
Okay.
And especially we need volunteers for the bigger events like our annual dinner and dance. And next year, we will probably need a lot of volunteers because we are celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Okay.
And we have, you know, year-long, possibly year-long, you know, celebrations.
leading up to the final one.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lily.
Welcome.
I've been speaking to Lily Fu. She is the founder of Seniors Aloud. And as she mentioned, if you'd like to volunteer or get in touch with them or even become a member, you can visit their website at seniorsaloud.com or you can visit their Facebook page, which I assume is also Seniors Aloud. Thank you so much, Lily. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.